For November 18th, 2009, my name is Gabe Knuth, and today's article is titled Quest's Desktop Virtualization Product Line as of 2009. This is the next in our series of product line articles, the first being Citrix a few weeks ago, then Symantec, today is Quest, and then we'll round it out with VMware and Microsoft in the coming weeks. Today I want to take a look at Quest's desktop virtualization group specifically because they're such a big company and they do so many things. We need to focus just on a group. They're a lot like Symantec in that way. The desktop virtualization group at Quest actually came from their acquisition of Provision Networks in 2007. So we're going on, 2.5 years, I think, for that. And they've had a long time to put together a fairly cohesive product. So I guess let's jump right in. The flagship product in the desktop virtualization group at Quest is vWorkspace, and that has been broken down into two different versions. vWorkspace Enterprise, which contains all of the functions of vWorkspace, including all of the Quest vWorkspace power tools, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And vWorkspace Desktop. vWorkspace Desktop is VDI-oriented only, so they've removed some of the terminal server-based features in so that you don't need to have a bloated piece of software if you only want to do VDI. Moving on to the vWorkspace power tools, these are really what combine to make vWorkspace and have combined to make the different solutions that Provision Networks has provided over the years and eventually Quest. You probably have seen these things in the past. They end with this -it or -it kind of moniker, and Quest would like to get rid of them, and I kind of endorse that too. So we'll go through this, and I will probably leave the it off the end of them. First off is print. It's a universal print driver that supports EMF or PDF-based printing, similar to many of the other UPD solutions out there, really, but it's nice to have it built in. There's meta profiles, which layers the user's information and data on top of mandatory profiles. It's a lot like Flex profiles and some of the other profile management solutions out there. But again, nice to have it integrated. USB uses a virtual channel within ICA or RDP to redirect the USB communications needed to synchronize BlackBerries and Pocket PC devices. Max is a memory and CPU optimization feature. VIP stands for virtual IP, and it gives you the ability to assign IP addresses to singular terminal server sessions, and this is good for applications that require unique IPs per user. Redirect is registry and file system redirection for the misbehaving applications that always want to dump user-specific changes into common file system locations or registry locations. Block allows you to restrict the users to certain applications or network resources. Manage allows you to configure sessions and security lockdown automatically. And time zones is a terminal server only feature, but it enables you to enables your terminal server sessions to use the local time of the client as opposed to the time zone of the server that they're accessing. The last product that we need to talk about is Quest's Experience Optimized Protocol. Quest has taken the RDP protocol and expanded it. They've added multimedia redirection, bidirectional audio, image acceleration, USB redirection, and enhanced latency tolerance. As of November 1st, 2009, EOP it's been integrated at no extra charge to vWorkspace Enterprise and vWorkspace Desktop. Last but not least is the chart, and obviously this doesn't transcribe well into the podcasts. I guess reverse transcribe, wouldn't it be? But there's a few things on here that are worth talking about, I think. And the first is really that I forgot that Provision Networks was Emergent Online before they became Provision Networks. Emergent Online, they're a reseller on the East Coast and an integrator, and they've been around for a long, long time. And years ago, way back in 2000, they started to put together little pieces of software that helped solve problems that people were having with their Citrix and terminal server environments. They ended up bundling these together into something called ThinCentials, and then after a while, they decided that they needed to spin that off into its own product company, which became Provision Networks. At Provision Networks is when they started to come out with more of what became the power tools, and those power tools then got rolled into the Provision Management Framework, which became the Virtual Access Suite, which became Quest V Workspace. What it really shows, though, is that, you know, while the V Workspace name is new, this technology and these things that they've been doing have been around for a very long time. ThinCentials came out in early 2000. The Time Zones power tool has been around since 2001. The Universal Printer and Desktop Manager have been around since 2002. And everything else has been around for several years as well. So I think that's about it. If you'd like to see the chart and see a little bit more about what I'm talking about there, have at it, go to the website and check out the article. And don't know if anybody knows, you can actually click on the image and get a really big full resolution version that is not any more detailed really, but it's a little bit easier to read. So yeah, I think that's it for this week. We're done with the crazy stuff with the companies that have tons and tons of products and product groups. So it's time to move on to Microsoft and VMware. I think I'll probably take a look at VMware next week, but you know, we'll definitely take a look at one of them. As usual, if you have any changes or comments or anything like that, log on to the website and post, or send me an email at gabe@brianmadden.com. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.